Hi, my name is Joe Prusaki. I'm with USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, and I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, and I'm the director of the National Operations Division.
NAS reports coming out throughout the year as harvest is wrapping up. Joe, what are some of the survey works that you'll be coming out at the end of 2016 and looking ahead to next year?
Sure. Moving forward this fall, we've got a couple big surveys that we're working on. The one that it will capture the end of year acreage, yield production, that sort of thing is called our December Agricultural Survey. And that will be hitting the field late November through about the mid part of December. There's about 83,000 farm operators will be in that sample. We really would like, everybody that can, take the time to answer via mail, telephone, internet, would really help us out. Because that sets the benchmark for things at the state level. In conjunction with that, we've got a survey going on at the same time. And your listeners may have also heard some of the conversations with the Corn Growers Association kind of pushing this a little bit for us. It's the County Estimate Survey. That's a survey that we send. And it's about 150 to 175,000 questionnaires go out to farmers and ranchers across the United States to get like their end of year at the county level, corn, soybeans, your row crop type stuff. Well, that information then will all go together and we'll come up with county estimates. And you say, okay, what's so important about county estimates? Well, at one time, county estimates were cool because, I could compare my county to the one next door. How was my production or yield versus what came out in the county? Well, nowadays, there are several Farm Service Agency products, the PLC, the ARC programs, that are directly tied to those county estimates programs. So, if we don't get a high enough response rate in a particular county, we can't publish a number. Well, that leaves a little bit of a gap in the data for these other programs offered by other USDA agencies. So it's kind of give and take in there, and we appreciate all the response. So all that going on through December, and then at the same time, starting now, we've got a project working with the NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation Service, a project called CEEP, that's the Conservation Effects Assessment Project, basically to look at how well the programs being delivered by NRCS is working on. And that's going on about starting now. And we'll be out going into the field with about 16,000 personal enumeration with that to get information about practices in the field and how different programs NRCS offers and USDA offers, how they're affiliated.
Right now, also going along throughout the countryside is early 2018 Farm Bill discussions, and the NAS numbers play a big role in building that next Farm Bill. Why is that so important?
Well, it's very important because, if you think about it, how are decisions made? Decisions are made with information. What is the information arm of USDA? Well, NAS is one of them. We're that raw material that these other individuals, entities, use to make program decisions. And one of those products is the ARMS 3 survey, which is the Agricultural Resource Management Survey that we do in conjunction with the Economic Research Service, so we get a whole view of the farm operations, economic activity. What is their economic well-being? And then we're focusing on cost of production for two commodities, corn and in dairy. And again, those types of information feather into any sort of farm bill discussion. All that raw information goes into it, and you need to have that information because, trust me, decisions will be made with or without data. And I would really like to have decisions made with data because I feel they're better.
As far as some of the percentage rates, have you seen a trend as far as response rates and as far as that accuracy?
Well, one thing to remember with response rates, one thing that NAS has is it's voluntary surveys. We rely on the farmers to respond of their own will to our surveys. With that said, we have experienced a decline in response rates over time. Why is that? There's a lot of ideas, suggestions floating around. Who knows the real reason? But I can tell you that NAS has a group we're actively looking at. What are the causes of response rate issues? And we're not necessarily seeing that it's a, you know, somebody just flat out refusing the surveys. It's actually, once we get contact a person and we can actually talk to somebody, we usually get a response. But where we are today in the 21st century, sometimes it's hard to actually get a hold of that information. You know, a lot of folks, landlines aren't necessarily there. They're tied to their mobile phones. They're a lot of other reasons. We're investigating that just to see how we can better address that. As for accuracy, in agriculture, we tend to have, even though we're seeing our response rates decline, all other survey type work in the federal government, they're all experiencing declining response rates. However, we're still in the 60 to 70 to 80% range, which is very good given where we are today. Sure, we would like to have in the 90s that we had maybe in the 1970s or 1980s, but we're not there. But affecting accuracy, one could argue that not yet, but that's why we're trying to address this problem today.
And Joe, any last words to wrap us up with?
As I always say, thank you for those farm operators, ranchers, growers out there that do take the time to fill out our surveys, because they are the lifeblood that makes this whole system work. And for those that don't respond or think it's a burden or for some other reason find something that they don't want to take the time, please consider it, because good information helps us make good decisions.